Scientists are fascinated with what makes the brains of geniuses different. A medical researcher at the French National Health Institute has attempted a retrospective investigation into the brain of the composer Maurice Ravel. In particular, the study attempts to explain how a neurological disease may have enabled Ravel to compose his most famous piece, Bolero, NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Maurice Ravel died on December 28, 1937, at the age of 62. He had long since lost the ability to compose music and was having trouble speaking and moving. His case has intrigued numerous scientists.
I'm a neurologist, so like all neurologists, we like to know what's happening in the brain, and like many neurologists, I'm interested in the history of neurology.
French neurologist François Boller became interested in Ravel's brain after he came across a new academic paper based on the original medical reports from Ravel's doctors.
There was for many years a thesis that he had Alzheimer's disease, and that is certainly not the case. His memory was intact, he was able to find his own way, he was perfectly preserved in terms of social skills.
But clearly, Boller says, Ravel was suffering from some progressive degenerative disease.
His musical ability was at the same time intact and yet modified. So it was not worse by any means. On the contrary, it's very interesting. The Bolero is considered, some people say it's the most often played piece of music in the world. I don't know if that's true.
Boller says some people have speculated that the hypnotic, repetitious quality of Bolero is a manifestation of a kind of dementia afflicting Ravel. Boller doubts it.
This theme is indeed repeated 8 times. There are 2 themes that are repeated 8 times. But each time they are modified mainly because of the instruments that play the music.
That differing quality that various instruments give to music is called timbre. Boller says recent studies have shown that the brain's ability to perceive timbre is in the right hemisphere. Boller says medical records indicate Ravel's left hemisphere was damaged by disease. So Boller speculates that the undamaged right hemisphere became dominant, driving the compelling orchestration of Bolero. It's an interesting theory, but not one likely to be universally accepted.
I don't see why one needs to invoke that to explain Bolero, because, Ravel was an expert orchestrator and loved to play around with different timbres, and he did that all his life.
Robert Sittori is a neuroscientist at McGill University in Montreal who studies the brain's ability to perceive music. Sittori is generally unimpressed with efforts to make retrospective diagnoses of neurological problems.
It makes for good chatting over a beer or something, but you can never really prove or disprove it. It relies on so much unknown and unknowable information that, to me it doesn't really go anywhere.
On the other hand, Sittori does think studying the brains of musicians may reveal important details about how we make sense of complicated information. Someday we may be able to understand the connections inside someone's head that can produce music like Bolero, says Sittori. For now, understanding Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star is quite complex enough. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.